Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
With a New Hampshire presidential primary less than 3 weeks away now, a new WBUR poll out this morning suggests Bernie Sanders might be peaking at just the right time. The survey of likely Democratic primary voters finds the Vermont senator in the lead, running well ahead of his three closest competitors, Joe Biden, Pete Buttigieg, and Elizabeth Warren. Also, as President Trump faces his impeachment trial, the poll found big majorities of Granite State Democrats believe Trump should be removed from office. WBUR's senior political reporter Anthony Brooks has our story.
This has been a good period for Sanders, who's been raising more money than anyone else in the race for the Democratic presidential nomination. Two national polls this week found Sanders and Biden ahead, while a number of other polls have Sanders close to or in the lead in Iowa and New Hampshire. The new WBUR poll is the latest. It finds that Sanders is the choice of 29% of likely Democratic primary voters. That's well ahead of Buttigieg, who led our last poll in December, but who's now in second place with 17%. Biden, with 14%, and Warren, with 13%, are virtually tied in third place. Steve Cozzella, president of the Mass Inc. polling group, conducted the poll. He cautions that with almost 3 weeks to go until the primary, much can change.
So I wouldn't take these numbers to the bank, but you got to be feeling pretty good about where you stand right at this moment if you're the Sanders campaign.
The 78-year-old Sanders does particularly well with younger voters, according to the WBUR poll. He has the support of 52% of Democratic voters under 30. That includes 29-year-old Elizabeth Ahern, an independent from Tuftonboro, New Hampshire, who says she's backing Sanders because he's pushing for Medicare for all.
I have a cranial mass. I have a variety of other significant health issues, and everything's expensive. So it would be wonderful if we could have health care for all.
Ahern says Sanders can take care of another one of her priorities, defeating President Trump.
It's very important to me. I nearly left the country permanently in 2016. I think he can do it.
While the WBUR poll is the latest evidence of a Sanders surge, it also shows that overall support for Warren has stalled. Again, pollster Steve Cozzella.
It's not really that voters have turned on her. It's just that she hasn't attracted more support over the last 4 or 6 weeks or so.
In a WBUR poll last month, Warren had 12%. In this poll, she's up by just 1 point. The latest poll was conducted just after tensions between the Warren and Sanders campaigns broke into the open. Warren took issue with a Sanders campaign script that suggested she was only appealing to wealthy, highly educated voters. Then she said Sanders told her in a 2018 meeting that a woman couldn't win. Sanders denied saying that, which led to that now infamous post-debate disagreement.
I think you called me a liar on national TV.
Let's not do it right now. You want to have that discussion, we'll have that discussion. You called me a liar. You told me.
All this has put the issue of gender very much in play in the race and could galvanize female support for Warren. At the same time, long simmering allegations of sexism by some of Sanders' supporters could pose a challenge to him. But in fact, the WBUR poll found that Sanders has the support of slightly more women than men. The poll also found Joe Biden getting the most support from older voters, leading with folks over 60. Edward Barton, a 70-year-old independent from Belmont, New Hampshire, told us he's backing Biden because of his experience.
We need somebody in there that's got some common sense. He knows all the leaders and everything from being vice president and that's what we need in there right now, especially now after the mess that Trump's making.
According to the poll, Barton speaks for a large majority of likely Democratic primary voters who favor impeachment of the president and his removal from office.
Yes, 100%. They should go in there with handcuffs and take him out in handcuffs.
The poll also found big majorities of respondents say Trump has made the U.S. less safe and oppose a number of administration policies and actions, including the assassination of the Iranian general Qasem Soleimani. It's not surprising that Democratic primary voters respond this way, but the poll found some significant nuance in these numbers. For example, while 93% say they have a negative view of Trump, A third of male Democratic primary voters say they approve of the way he's managed the economy. Pollster Steve Cozzella says these voters represent a significant opportunity for President Trump's bid to win re-election later this year.
So any inroads that they can make among the Democratic base, among older voters, older male voters on the economy, could be potentially very consequential.
New Hampshire, after all, is a swing state that Hillary Clinton won in 2016 by very few votes. No doubt it will be a battleground this year as well. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Anthony Brooks.